begin with the Tosos. Really, the Reb Chaim is based on the Rambam and the Tosos. The Tosos tells us that the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, the Rivam, discussion of Esther for Hesher Havya. And, you know, if Esther for Hesher Havya, the Gemara Tosos wants to know, well, even if it's Betzina, she should still have to give her life up because it was aroused. Why'd it have to be Dafka case of Farhesia? And the Rabbeinu Tam gave his answer because there's only Bias Akum's like Bias Behema. And then the Rivam writes that no, because you would have thought when it came to Gilarayel says Pasha, the Karkolim works. Pasha Karkolim's answer. The only question was, maybe Farhesia for a public event, that's when maybe Karkolim should not be effective. And how does the Tosas know that Karka Olam works with Sina for Gilir Ayos? So he says, we learn from Shvichas Dam. Because Shvichas Dam, what's the halacha? If you throw a person on top of a tinok, who mismaich and suffocates him, Mistabara writes, tells it's logical, she'ein chai lim sarasmi, you don't have to give your life up for such a case. Because you have the svara of my chazus the domi de chavi somik tvei dilma domi didi somik tvei came to Ovid Meisa. So here too also, when it comes to Gileras, we learn Gileras from Shichas Damim, if you don't do a Meisa, you don't have to give your life up. So that's why the Gemara says, Pashut, Gileras Kark Olam is a good answer. The Gemara only didn't know when it came to Farhesia. You look at the Rambam makes no mention of Kark Olam. None whatsoever. And we already saw the Mechamos and the Balmor in the back discuss whether Abai and Rava, they gave two different terutzim. They say Kark Olam, Hanas Asmam. Are they both agreeing to each other? They just give different answers, but they're both valid explanations of Esther's actions. Or are they actually Machlokes? Rava only holds Hanas Asmam, he rejects Kark Olam. And Abai holds of Kark Olam, but he rejects Hanas Asmam. So it's very possible the Rambam holds of the opinion of Abai, that Hanas Asmam is the explanation for Kark Olam for Esther. Kark Olam is not a good answer. Now, as Jeremy said, the Reb Chaim does a wonderful job of summing up, good summary for us, a good chazar for us, going through the basic sugya, the Gimel Averos, the Farhesia, Shashmad, it goes to Tosfos. Then he wants to know, this is the question, this is Tzarchi and he has the Rambam. He says, according to Tosfos, who says, when it comes to Shvichas Domim, that person does not give his life up when it comes to a non-action, a shev yataser, so too the same halacha holds true for arayos. Why did Rambam not say that? The Rambam would agree to shvichas damim l'chora, that you don't have to give your life up for a shev yataser, and so too the same should hold true for gilarayos. So why then does Rambam not mention the halacha of kark olam for gilarayos? That's Reb Chaim's question. Reb Chaim says, when it comes to Shvichas Domim, the reason why you don't have to give your life up when it's a Shevi Al Taseh is not because a Shevi Al Taseh is a lesser Avera. Rather, it's a different consideration. When it comes to Tzicha, my life versus Reuven's life, whose life is better, you're always in that struggle. You're in that stalemate. You don't know who's going to win. So, by default, you have to just be passive. You can't make an action. You can't give your life up. You can't give his life up because maybe my life is more important than his, or maybe his life is more important than mine. And it's a shevi al taseh. You just can't react. But that only holds true when it comes to shvichas damim, when it becomes my life versus his life. You have such a stalemate. When it comes to gilarayos, and someone says, you know, Chalman tries to, you know, to a woman, don't do any action. So it's not a stalemate of shvichas damim. There's still an avera taking place. She should still give her life up to not violate the Avera. It's not a question of whose blood is redder than her, the other person. And therefore, you can apply the concept of you cannot apply the concept of Shevi Al Taseh. The point is, don't violate an Avera. Give your life up not to violate an Avera. But Shvichas Damim is unique in that it's about this stalemate. So that's pshat in the Rambam. Although the Rambam agreed when it comes to Shvichas Damim, you should not react, Shevi Al Taseh, comes to Gilarayos, you have to give your life up, even if it's Kark Olam, give your life up. While Tosas thinks there's no difference. So now we have to figure out what exactly is Machlokes, Rambam, Tosas. Why are they the same, why are they not? Rabbi Chaim just gives the answer, but what would Tosa's response be? Why does Tosa think that they are the same thing? Why do you think just like when it comes to Ritzicha, you don't react, so too when it comes to Giras, you don't react? Well, Rambam thinks there's a difference. You with me on that? Again, that's true. Tosas thinks, just like Shevi Al Tase, you don't do anything for Ritzicha, so too the same thing holds for Giras. Rambam does not say that. Rambam seems to be Mechalik between Ritzicha and Giras. So why is he Mechalik it? Because Ritzicha, you don't do anything. It's a Shevi Al Tase because it's a stalemate. You don't know what to do. So he advises you, don't react. Don't give your life up, but don't kill. Whatever they do to you, you just go with the flow. Gilead Rias, you have to give your life up even for a Shevi Al Tase. Why? Because Ritzicha is about a stalemate of whose life is better than whose, and Gilead Rias is not Shaykh at all.
Why can't that be Tosas also?
Because then why would Tosas say that you have to give your life up for Gilead Rias? You don't have to give your life up for Gilead Rias.
It wasn't Gilead Rias.
It was. He's Tosas, Rivam says it is Gilead Rias for Esther.
So
we're working with Rivam right now, who has this whole concept of Karkolim Shevi Al Tase. Rivam says, just like Ritzicha Shevi Al Tase, you don't have to give your life up. So to Gilead Rias Shevi Al Tase, you don't have to give your life up. That's Pshat and Karkolim. But why not? The Shevi Al Tase of Ritzicha is different than the Shevi Al Tase of Gilead Rias. Shevi Al Tase of Ritzicha is because it's a stalemate. We don't know what to do. Shevi Al Tase of Gilead Rias is not a stalemate. You're going to violate Avera, even B'Shevi Al Tase. And you're going to violate Arayos, give your life up. So Tosa might say that you're right. Although the reason behind Ritzicha is because it's a stalemate. We don't know whose blood is redder, and therefore you just can't react. You can't give your life up, and you can't kill him. You just don't know what to do. Once that's said, and that's just finalized, then we just extrapolate the same din to Gilead Rias. Even though the reasoning is not there for Gilead Rias, the halacha is the same. And that hekesh of Ritzicha to Gilead Rias, the same will hold true. Well, the Rambam says you can't just make this hekesh without the reasoning. Hekesh carries along with it the reasoning. The reasoning doesn't apply, then you can't apply it. That's one shot. Now, another way to explain the Tosfos is as follows. Reb Chaim says, Shevi Al Tase is not about the Chomer HaVera, it's about the stalemate. Once you explain the heter of Shevi Al Tase Ritzicha about stalemate, it doesn't apply to Gilead Rias, and therefore they're different. Maybe Tosfos thinks the Shevi Al Tase heter of Ritzicha is because it is about the Chomer HaMaisa Avera. Shvichas Domim is about a Chomer Avera. But when there's a Shevi Al Tase, there's no Avera anymore. It's not a Chomer, it's not an active violation anymore. Once you view Shevi Al Tase being a Heter in the Maisa Avera, so then that would hold true for Gilead Rias also. It's a Heter in the Chomer Avera, in the Maisa Avera. So maybe that's, according to the Reb Chaim, what they're arguing about. That Tosfos thinks it's about Chomer Avera. And yes, just like Shevi Al Tase is a Heter of a Chomer Avera of a Shvichas, so too it's true for Gilead Rias. Ram says, no, the Heter of Shevi Al Tase Ritzicha is about my Chozos. That doesn't apply to Gilead Rias. You with me on that shot? We're, up until now, we've been assuming, even Tosfos agrees, it's all about, what's the Heter of Ritzicha? It's because the Shevi Al Tase, why is that a Heter for Ritzicha? Because about my Chozos. So how is Tosfos able to apply that to Gilead Rias? There's no my Chozos for Gilead Rias. In Achanan, the Rambam says you don't apply it. You give your life up, even for Shevi Al Tase. What's Pshat and Tosas? Tosas says that no, although the initial reasoning applied to Ritzicha, but once we codify that Ritzicha, Shevi Al Tase, you don't give your life up, then we can extrapolate that to Gilead Rias, even though the initial reasoning doesn't apply. That was the first Pshat. Second Pshat, I'm saying maybe the Ritzicha, the reasoning by Ritzicha, is not because of my Chazis. Shevi Al Tase for Ritzicha, it's because it lessens the Maisa Avera. Forget it, throw my chazza. The Avera is not just a battle, you're not shooting the guy in the gun, you're being thrown. To Shevi Al Tase, that's not a real Maisa Avera Ritzicha. So just like Shevi Al Tase could lower the actual Maisa, bring it to a non-Maisa, that would also hold true for Gilead Rias. It brings the Maisa Rias to a non-Maisa. The shot maybe the Reb Chaim. Now the difficulty with that is the Tosa says the reasoning Shevi Al Tase is not applied to Ritzicha because he throws in the svar of my chazus. That's why Shevi Al Tase. He doesn't explain based on the Maisa Avera. Okay, so Now he goes on, Reb Chaim takes a different angle. He says, I don't understand the whole connection to Tosfos in the first place. How could Tosfos learn from Ritzicha to Gilras? The case of Ritzicha that he creates is that you get thrown onto the Tinok and suffocate the Tinok. You are no more than a rock, an Evan, that's being thrown on top of it. You did nothing wrong at all. Of course you're putter in that case. You're being used as a weapon, as you guys said. You're being thrown in a slingshot and being killed. You didn't do anything. It's not an Avera. Comes to the Gila Riles, even though there was a non-Maisa, there was a Kark Olam, the woman's a Kark Olam, there's still an Avera. A woman in general might be viewed as a Kark Olam in her role as in the Bia, but there's always an Avera of her. There's Hana. So how can you compare it to Sicha, where he's a weapon and there's no Avera, to Gila Riles, where there is an Avera? Maybe there's a Chilik. She doesn't Shem Shantosas. Rama makes a lot of sense. So this pshat, just so Rama, now we're explaining that the case of Shevi Atas Ritzicha, it's not about the Maichazis. It's not because there's a stalemate, you don't know what to do. The Shevi Atas, in this case of being thrown on Ritzicha, because you are a weapon. It's not a mice at all. It's worse than a mice. There's not an Avera. There's no Avera for Ritzicha when you're being used as a weapon. But Gilras, there is an Avera. That's Pshat in the Rambam. That's why, although Karg Olam may work for a Ritzicha, it doesn't work for Gilras. But now he wants to say, so what's Pshat in Tosfos? How could Tosfos compare Ritzicha, where there's no Avera, to Gilras, where there is an Avera? So therefore, the Reb Chaim explains, it's possible that even for Ritzicha, there's an Avera, even though there was not a Maisa. He says that there's no Maisa, but you could still be called a Ritzeach. So just like a person's a Ritzeach, he violated an Avera but didn't do an action, he doesn't have to give his life up, so to Gilras. Although, even though she violated an Avera, she didn't do an action. And therefore, you don't give your life up. So now let's be Magdir this shot. Reb Chaim, what's the Machlokes Rambam Tosfos? So I think what he's saying is as follows. Tosfos and the Rambam are arguing about... Can I suggest? Anybody? They're basically arguing about if a person is being used as a weapon. There's a person who's used as a weapon. He's thrown. He's in a slingshot and a cannon being thrown out to kill someone. Is he, although he didn't do a maisa, is that considered a ritzeach or not? Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, Rambam holds, he didn't do an avera. He's not a ritzeach. Mashenkin Gilras isn't she is violating avera. You can't compare the two. Tosfos says no. He is a Rotzeach. Although he didn't do a Maisa, he's still considered a Rotzeach. And just like in that case of Rotzeach, you don't have to give your life up because there's no Maisa. So do Gilras. There's an Avera without a Maisa, and they're comparable. But just to be Magid and Machlokes, is a person who's used as a weapon, is he a Rotzeach or not?
For sure, he's definitely a Rodef.
When are you a Rodef?
Someone sees, someone sees that it's coming at him, he's gonna take every measure to protect himself. So because he views this oncoming guy, even though the guy there's no action,
that's an interesting question. I don't know. I wonder about that because this guy has no intent on killing. I wonder if that would be considered a rodef.
But the fact of the matter is, the guy will be killed.
But then he has to raise a question. Well, he's not doing it intentionally. So whose blood is red, or mine or his? Maybe I should die for him. Maybe he should die for me.
The whole point is maybe he's not a person anymore. Meaning the only way, like you said, maybe he's just a rock. Maybe the only way that we get out of it is because he's no longer the person, but he's rather just the object of the action itself.
So we're using the object as saying he's not responsible for anything he's doing. You're taking this to a step further. Now that he's an object, you can actually treat him like nothing also and just kill him. Maybe you're saying it's right. It's a very intriguing question. I don't know how to view that. I was just viewing it. What he's doing, let's hold off on that question for a second. But just from his perspective, or from Basin's perspective, if what he's doing, regardless of the other guy, is this person viewed as a ritzeach, being used as a weapon or not? That's what the machlokes is according to Reb Chaim. Now just to explain, I think a little deeper, one level deeper before you have a suggestion. Okay, so let me just explain this. So what's machlokes, whether he's a ritzeach or not? So like I said to you guys during Seder, like any aveir, any mitzvah, there, chakir, you can always raise this. Is it about the maisa, about the totsa? When you're killing someone, is it because it's such a, the maisa aveir, such a bad maisa? Or no, the result of you taking a soul away? So if it's about killing someone, someone died. So then, yes, even though you did nothing wrong, it was still, you were, someone died, so you'd be considered a rotzeach. Although not a maisa, you're a rotzeach. If you allow someone to put you in a slingshot, you're serving as a rotzeach. According to the first opinion, no. A rotzeach is defined by actual maisa. The psukim, there are many psukim in the Torah that talk about rotzeach, very detailed. What's considered rotzeach, b'mezit, b'shogeg, who gets galus? Very maisa oriented. Maybe rotzeach is about a maisa. And when you don't do a maisa, although someone gets killed, if there's no maisa to be attached to the result, that's not considered maisa rotzeicha. And therefore, that's machlokes Rambam Tosfos. Is it, you know, a person as a weapon considered rotzeach or not? Nafka mina beating, could you compare it to gilui raos as a non maisa? That's all Reb Chaim, the second shot. Now, you got a question, then I'll deal with Aaron's question.
Yeah, if Tosfos is holding that if he's a rotzeach, how is he also holding that he's a yaru?
So, the case of. I asked this question before, because since he's not doing an action, he still has to raise the question to himself, ask himself the following question. Well, whose blood is redder, mine or his? So, if he's doing something active, so he for sure can't do an active and kill a guy because maybe I'm better than him. But when it comes to a non-action, although he's a rotzeach, although he's a murderer, it's about either the gimel averus is about a maisa you do. So I'm not doing a maisa. I have to raise that. Whose blood is... If you're in this stalemate, you have to just...
And the maisa for the girl wasn't doing a maisa. She was just karka.
Correct.
So she was doing gilui raos.
So Tosa says the same thing. That's the same idea. If you hold this way, shvichas dam, you don't give your life up for shevi antasa. The same would hold true for gilui raos, according to the Tosfos. We're all working within Shitas Tosfos.
The Tosfos does hold a gilui raos would be yabar b'yarek?
Yes. Just sit there, shevi antasa. I mean, he wants to know why Tosfos leaves out Karkol, why Ram leaves out Karkol. Ram leaves out Karkolim because he thinks, why doesn't he learn from Ritzicha? Just like a Shvichas Dom, a Shevi Atase, you're allowed to just sit there and do nothing. So to Gilui Raos also. They're different. Shvichas Domim, you're just a weapon. You haven't violated Nevera. You can't compare that to Gilui Raos where there was a Nevera done. Tosfos says, no, you can't compare them. We know it's a given. At this point, it's a given. You could be used as a weapon. You're allowed to give your life up to be used as a weapon. That's a given. You're allowed to. Tosfos says, and even though you're violating an avera, you're still allowed to give your. You're still allowed to be used as a weapon to save your life. Once that's true, you could make the same thing to get out. Even though there's an avera being done, you could violate the avera b'shevi al tase to save your life. Yeah.
Okay.
He says you can. Okay. Now it gets very confusing. So this is also now I have a very interesting question. According to this Reb Chaim, that he's explaining Shitas Rambam, that when you're used as a weapon, you are not a rotzeach. You're simply an evan. So now, what could this person do who's being attacked by this human cannibal? Literally, what could he do? Is he allowed to kill the guy? Does he have din or rodef? And he could save himself? Or no, both parties have no intention of killing each other. Neither one are chasing each other as a real rodef. But both lives are at risk. Are you allowed to kill the guy who's not really rodef to save yourself? I'm inclined to say you can't. Aaron's saying, well, once we view him as a rock, so then maybe you should. Now, saying doesn't... I'm not comfortable with saying that, though.
He's still a person.
Exactly, he's still a person. When he calls him a rock, he's not like not really a rock. It's just meaning he has no... Right, yeah, he's being used as a weapon. It's a way of saying, but not that he's really a rock. So it's an intriguing question, but I would be inclined to say you actually have to give your life up because he's not real Dinu Rodif, I think. But Tarachin, I guess. I'm trying to remember when it came to defining a Rodif, you know, did we have any limitations of the guy's Kavanas or not? I don't remember. Nothing comes to mind about that. Okay, so that's all the beginning of the Reb Chaim about explaining the machlokas Rambam Tosfos, why the Rambam does not have the idea of karkolam, and it's all based on the following assumption that shvichas damim, you're allowed to give your life up for shevi. Sorry, you don't have to give your life up for shevi al tase. If someone says, I'm going to kill you if you don't let me throw yourself in the baby, you're allowed to be thrown in the baby to suffocate the baby. Shevi al tase for ritzicha is permitted to save your life. That has been the assumption up until now. And the only question is whether you could use that to apply to Gilaras. Now, Reb Chaim is going to challenge that very first assumption. Tosis assumes, he says, it's Shevi Atas, if you're being thrown on top of a baby, Mistaver, he writes, you're allowed to be thrown on top of a baby and give your life and save your life. Because my chazus. Because as far as, I don't know whose life is better, mine or the baby's, so I have to just be non-reactive and just whatever they do to me. Shevi Atas. So now the Reb Chaim is going to challenge it. Reb Chaim says there are really two ways to understand this stalemate. This chazus, my chazus. Either means, my chazus, we don't know the answer. There is an answer. I just don't know who's better. And therefore, since I don't know, I just can't react. But someone's life is better. And therefore, v'shevi al taseh, I'm not to be thrown out to kill that baby. Because maybe my life is better, but just better that I don't react. He says, maybe the other pshat is, what does my chazus mean? We don't know whose life is better. It means that you can't react at all. You can't even v'shevi al taseh. You can't even be passive about it. You have to ensure that that baby doesn't get killed. It means that we don't allow you to save your own life by killing another baby, even v'shevi al taseh. Not that one life is better than just be non-reactive. It means that you're not allowed to save your life to kill someone else. Nafka meaning v'shevi al taseh. Meaning the Tosus assumes, what's the svar of my chazus? It means we don't know whose is better, but maybe his is better, maybe mine's better. So v'shevi al taseh, sit there, you know, stand there, cross your arms, and whatever happens, happens. And therefore, you're allowed to be thrown on top of the baby. Chaim suggests, and he brings a ride from the Gemara Bava Metzia, the famous story of two people walking in the desert, and there's only enough water for one person. Who gives the water to the who? It's the Gemara, yeah. Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis. And Rav Kiva says, Chayachicha imecha, chayacha kodem lechayachecha. Your life is more important and precedes the friend's life. And he says, even though there is a shevi al taseh, he proves that you don't have to, you can't give your life up for somebody else. Okay, you read the Gemara, read behind how to read the riot inside. What comes out is as follows. Why did the Rambam not have karka olam? Because how do you know karka olam works in the first place for Gilaras? You know from Shvichas Damim. He says, Rambam doesn't agree by Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim, if they tell you to be thrown on top of a baby, you can't let yourself be thrown on. You cannot save your life to kill another baby, even though it's for Shevi Al Taseh. And that, for that reason, once there's no heter of Shevi Al Taseh for Sicha, Mimela, there's no heter for Gilaras either of Shevi Al Taseh, and that's why the Rambam throws out the karka olam.
Wait, so how does that explain what we said before with the Rambam?
So the two that he has two mahalchim here. So the first mahal, he said, the Rambam agrees, the Rambam never mentions it, but he said the Rambam agrees, if you be thrown on top of a baby, you're allowed to save yourself. That's agreed by the Rambam, he says. So if that's the case, why does Rambam not bring the halacha of karka olam for Gilaras? Shouldn't you learn for Shvichas Damim? He says, you're all the Shvichas Damim, you're allowed to, Gilaras is different. Either it's different because Shvichas Damim is not even a Rotzeach, and Gilaras is a Gilaras, or because the reason why Ritzicha is because of the Mai Chazis Svara. Mai Chazis doesn't apply to Gilaras. So he has two different reasons why Gilaras is different than Shvichas Damim. But that was all, the whole first Mahalach, the two answers within the Mahalach, was under the assumption that Shvichas Damim, Shevi Al Taseh, you're allowed to give your life up. You're allowed to save your life for Shevi Al Taseh. Now he says, even the initial assumption, even for Shevi Al Taseh, Shvichas Damim, you must give your life up. Why? Because my chazus doesn't mean someone's life is better, I just don't know who, to stalemate, stand there, cross your arms, and whatever happens, happens. That's not what the pshat is. Tosus thinks that's pshat. Rambam says you cannot allow yourself to be thrown on a baby, even if it's v'shevi al taseh. Because my chazus means, once we don't know, then, therefore, you cannot say, pikuach nefesh is not a heter to be thrown on the baby. You cannot save yourself to be thrown on the baby. I mean, we say, my chazus doesn't mean one of them is better. It means you're both equal. My life is equal to the baby's life. And once they're equal, I've got to save, do everything in my hands, my capability, to make sure the baby doesn't die, even for Shevi Al Taseh. And therefore the Rambam says, even Shvichas Damim, you cannot give your life up for Shevi Al Taseh. You can't save your life for Shevi Al Taseh. And once that holds true, mimela, there's no hetev v'shev yal taser. There's no hetev kark olam for gilir ha'aretz. That's Reb Chaim.
Is similar to Tosfos then?
No, completely different than Tosfos.
Because Tosfos says aser in both cases, right? If you are a gilir ha'aretz.
Tosfos says both cases, there's a hetev in both cases.
To give one.
You're allowed to in a shev yantasa yavor v'lo yarek. You're allowed to be thrown onto a baby. You're allowed to have gilir ha'aretz b'karka olam. Tosfos argues in both those accounts according to this last pshat of the Reb Chaim. Both for shvichas dam and gilir ha'aretz, you have to give your life up, right, even for karka olam.
That's what who says?
Reb Chaim says for the Rambam.
I'm a little confused about Tosfos' opinion.
Tosfos clearly says you're allowed to be thrown at the baby. You'll be able to yarvor v'yarog, yavor v'lo yarag, to kill a baby. You're also kark olam. You're allowed to have giras kark olam to save your life. That's allowed for Tosfos. Ram says you cannot be thrown on top of a baby. You cannot have giras v'shev yatasa v'kark olam.
Okay, fine. And then before, when we said about the weapon.
So before, the middle shot of Chaim is, Tosfos says both of them are heters. You're allowed, Sheva Tase is allowed for Ritzicha, it's allowed for Gilir Ha'aretz. Ram agrees to Ritzicha, it's permitted, argues in Gilir Ha'aretz. You can't, Karkolam does not work. You're not allowed to have Karkolam. Okay. Why? Two pshatim. Why are they different? Either it's different because the heter of Shechas Dam is Machazis, that doesn't apply to Gilir Ha'aretz, or no, the Ritzicha is not even a Maisa Ver, it's not even a Ritzeach, while Gilir Ha'aretz is Gilir Ha'aretz. That's Reb Chaim. Interesting stuff. We have a few minutes left. I'll go through something interesting I was reading in this wonderful Sefer B'chol Nafshecha. Yeah.
Didn't we have one time a machlokes about whose lives are worth more than other lives?
We discussed this right in the beginning when we started the sugya. Yeah.
So did one say that babies' lives are worth more or less? Or?
I don't know if we even discussed that. I'm not sure if we discussed a particular case of the baby. Now, just one interesting thing about Kiddush Hashem. If I can find it. Here we go. This is Shla. The Shla writes, it is a wild, wild Kiddush. Near Be'enai, Misha Bol Yado Kiddush Hashem. Someone who encounters this privilege, hopefully it shouldn't happen to us, but if you have such a privilege, who encounters this possibility, U'mekai Mitzvah Saseh, kind of say of Nikdashi B'Sevich of Israel, when he has such a privilege, as kodem shehar geyu yivarech b'simcha, before he gets killed, he should make the following bracha b'simcha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokim l'acholam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu l'akadish shemo b'rabim. That's the bracha, right? There's a bracha you say prior to this. Fascinating, fascinating halacha. And it brings down from a number of Maharami Rutenberg, Rishon, and others that say when a person gives their life up, they do tshuva. Let's say even for Mrs. Bezin, they're willing to do it b'simcha, supposedly, apparently, you feel no pain as you go through it. That's what Maharami Rutenberg, there's a Rishon says this, and others also he quotes. It's wild. So regarding this bracha, though. So, the Rav Osher Weiss challenges is whether one really should say a bracha based on a number of accounts. First, he says, with a concept in halacha, the Rav is of the opinion that you don't say a bracha if you may not be able to mekayim the mitzvah. So when it comes to kedushin, the Rambam says, you say a bracha on Kiddushin. Where does this go? In Hilchos Ish, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel. Prior to the Kiddushin, say bracha before the Kiddushin, before you do it, because any other mitzvah overlays siyasa. Ravid says, no, no, no. She may not consent. You might go into the chuppah and ask you to marry her, and she may say, no, I don't want to. It's bracha levatela. Any time, that's why one of the reasons they give you don't say bracha for tzedakah. The ani may not accept it. Anytime there's a dependent on somebody else's acceptance of the mitzvah, you don't say bracha. The rabbi says you say it afterwards, because then you know once you accept it, then you can say the bracha. Now, this also depending on whether you say a bracha before or after, depends on whether there's a mitzvah kedushin or not. If the mitzvah kedushin, it's a mitzvah mitzvah. Say bracha over the siyasan prior to the mitzvah. Others say there's no mitzvah kedushin. Mitzvah kedushin simply a hechatimsi, a hechash mitzvah to peruvu. The bracha of Eirsin is not a birchas mitzvah, it's a birchas sheikh vada. You could say it after you've experienced it. Oh, a side point. So here too also he says, maybe they'll never kill you. You say the bracha, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvot v'itzvanu, the Kaddish, Hashem, what was the Nusach? The Kaddish Shema B'Rab. And you know, I'm not going to kill you. The bracha l'vatal. So he suggests, I think the answer we spoke about before, what exactly, at what moment is the Kiddush Hashem? When does it take place? Remember we discussed this? We wanted to know, do you include the individual himself who's being killed? Is he part of the 10 or not? He said, the footnote here explaining B'chon Avshra, maybe it depends on when the Kiddush Hashem happens. Maybe the Kiddush Hashem happens in the moment he says, I'm willing to give my life up. If it's the other way, that it's Kiddush Hashem happens when he actually gets killed, so then you can't include the guy. He's dead, he didn't witness his own death. And that's also a good reason why you shouldn't say the bracha. Because maybe he won't kill you. But if you say the Kiddush Hashem is the moment that this Yid says, I'm willing to give my life up for this, so then you could include him. He's alive when he's willing to give his life up. And you could say the bracha also, because the moment he's willing to give his life up, that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Another reason that Rashi Weiss suggests a person should not say the bracha is some hold that you only make the brachas are only misakin on maisa mitzvahs, when there's actually an action being done. As opposed to shevi al tasa, we don't find brachas in a shevi al tasa. You say a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. So in this case, there's no maisa mitzvah, it's a shevi al tasa, he's being killed. So maybe from that angle, you shouldn't say a bracha either. And initially, he also quotes the Maharam Shik, who suggests, this is very strange, and Asher Weiss also says it's not very, very glat svara. A person should not say bracha on Kiddush Hashem because, what's the reason? When the Malach wanted to say Shira at Kriyas Yamsuf, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Maisa Yidei Yodai Tovim B'Yam V'Atem Omim Shira, my creations are being killed and you're saying Shira at my creations? Kavachomer, when a Yid is being killed, you shouldn't say Shira. It's not Shira, it's a bracha. Someone dies, you say Baruch Dynamis. You say bracha when it's not Shira, it's a different thing. So, very strange svara with Maharam Shif. Either way, the Rav Asher Weiss concludes that he's not going to go against the previous generations of the Shlon, the other Gedolim, who would say to say a bracha. So if someone were Rachman Latzon in such a situation, it's advisable to say a bracha.
Do we know of any stories of like Gedolim who died in the Holocaust that didn't make it?
There might be, I'm not sure, I didn't see it quoted anywhere. It's very possible it's out there. And one last thing he quotes also is that maybe two other things quickly. The Gra said one should be Zaris. If you're being taken out to be killed for Kiddush Hashem, you should be Zaris about it, like any other mitzvah. This Jesus. There's a story, he quotes in the bottom here, that a particular ger was being taken to be killed. And he says to him, be Zaris, hurry up, go do it quickly. Because like any other mitzvah, why be Mechalik? But back to the Bracha for a moment. The Shlah says, although you say Bracha, you only say Bracha when it's Berabim, Farhese. You don't say Bracha Betzina. Because only Berabim is a Kiddush Hashem. Betzina, it's not Kiddush Hashem. That's Tali the Machlok is Ramban Balmor, whether Bitsin is Kiddush Hashem. The Ramban said it wasn't Kiddush Hashem, it was Bechomer Avera. You give your life up because of the Chomer Havera. However, according to the Balmor and the Rambam, says, no, even Gimel Avera, even Bitsin is Midin Kiddush Hashem. So perhaps, even though the Shlo is Mechadesh, the Dinim Birchas Kiddush Hashem, it's possible you should even say it Bitsin, according to the Rambam and others who say it's Midin Kiddush Hashem. Okay, fine.